Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. Today we're going to be looking at ways of expressing reaction. So how we react to certain things like reacting to news or reacting to something we see, to a suggestion. Let's take a look at a few quite natural ways that we react in English because we don't just want to say great or oh no, or whatever you might say. We want to actually use different, more interesting, and more natural expressions to show certain feelings or certain emotions and reactions. So we're going to start off with the words how and what, and how to use these differently. Because it's very important that we know that when we use the word how, we're going to use an adjective. For example, how awful. If something bad has happened, how awful, or how nice, if you see something good, for example, how nice. Whereas with what, we're going to use a noun or noun phrase, for example, what a beautiful house, or what a shame, or what a nice day. So when we're reacting to maybe news or reacting to seeing something or just reacting to something in general, we might use how or what. But remember, we use how with an adjective, and we use what with a noun phrase. And then we have general expressions to indicate surprise or maybe shock. And these expressions can be used both in positive and in negative situations. So here's just a few examples. No way. No way. Or are you serious? Are you serious, you might say? Or possibly you're joking or you're kidding. That these can all be used for positive or negative things to express surprise. We'll look at a few examples a bit later. And how about reacting to suggestions? Now, somebody makes a suggestion. Obviously, you want to react to it either in a positive way if you agree or if you like the idea, or in a negative way if you're not impressed, you don't think it's a good idea. So here's a few ways that we respond in a positive way. I'm up for it. Or I'm keen. Sounds good. Sounds great. And in a negative way, I don't really fancy that. Or I think I'll give it a miss. And then there's some other expressions. Not necessarily to react to suggestions, but maybe just to react to certain things. Like you see something and you think, oh, that sounds like something I would like. You might say, that's right up my street, which means I think I would enjoy that or I would like to do that. Maybe the negative form of that would be, it's not my cup of tea. It's not my cup of tea. So this is really common, especially in Britain, because, of course, we drink a lot of tea here in Britain. So if you don't think something is good for you, you might say, it's not my cup of tea. So let's look at a few examples now where we can use some of these expressions. So let's start with this one. Let's imagine that I failed my driving test and I tell my mum I failed my driving test. And she might respond, oh, how annoying, or what a shame, what a nuisance, she might say. If I pass my test, she might say, oh, how great, that's great, how great. Another example, you see a cute dog on the street. You might respond, oh, how cute, or what a lovely dog. Notice how we're using how with adjectives, and we're using what with noun phrases like a lovely dog. Or just nouns, what a shame. Another example. I saw David Beckham walking down the street. Doesn't happen very often. So it's a bit of a shock, bit of a surprise. The reaction might be, no way. Or, seriously? Are you serious? Maybe let's look at a negative thing that could happen and how we could respond. Let's imagine I dropped my phone on the ground and it smashed. This is a complete disaster. This is my worst nightmare. So somebody might respond, you're joking. Or what a pain. And then let's look at an example where I suggest something. How might you respond if I say, do you fancy going to the cinema tonight? You might say, if you want to, yeah, I'm keen. Or yeah, I'm up for it. If you're not keen, you might say, I don't really fancy going to the cinema tonight, or I think I'll give it a miss. And one final example. Maybe you're at the cinema, and before the movie starts, there are the trailers for upcoming films, and you see a trailer for a new movie, and you think it looks great. You say, that looks right up my street, meaning I think I'm going to really enjoy that movie. Or maybe if it's something you don't think you will enjoy, you'll say, yeah, that's not really my cup of tea. So there you have a few examples and a few ways that you can express reaction, positive or negative, in different situations. That's all for today's podcast. And remember, if you are interested in English classes online with me, you can find all the information on my website, which is learnenglishwithben.com. Learnenglishwithben.com. Thanks for joining me, and I'll see you next time.